The Dark Arts of Genius, Episode 7. Hello, I'm Robert Jameson, and I'm interested in how we can make the world a better place by unlocking people's potential for intelligent thinking. These podcasts are intended to be useful to anyone who is interested in developing the thinking capabilities that are at the heart of genius. They address what, for many people, is the downright offensive subject of how some people are so much more intelligent than others. If you don't want to take the risk of being offended, then this series is not for you. I want to finish this series by saying something about freedom. There is an extremely strong but frequently overlooked relationship between freedom and intelligence. Take any opinion you might have. If you are not free to think that the opposite opinion might be true, then you are not free. You are not a free thinker, and your opinion is largely just a manifestation of prejudice. The opinion itself may be a good one, potentially a perfectly justifiable one that fits in with all accepted facts, but it is not born of intelligent thinking. Intelligent people are free to think, to consider, and potentially to accept any opinion or idea, regardless of how unpopular, unacceptable, or offensive it might be deemed to be. They can defy conformism, defy convention, and defy political correctness. They jump at opportunities to be curious, provocative, and daring. To be intelligent is to be free from overbearing mental constraint, free from social pressure, free to consider ideas for yourself rather than be dictated to. Many great intellectuals, though sometimes physically restricted or threatened by oppressive regimes, though sometimes imprisoned or tortured, retain their independence of mind. Most people, however, can't even retain their independence of mind in the face of even a mild amount of social pressure. Their mental balances are unsettled by even the slightest criticism or implied criticism. Their thinking, words, and behaviour are dominated by fear. Fear that comes from social pressures to conform. Fear of being an outcast. Fear of expressing or simply holding or even just considering ideas that are unpopular, unacceptable, or politically incorrect. Intelligent people have strong defences against such fears. Some are almost totally immune. They simply do not care what other people think of them. It is not in their nature. For others, it is not that they lack all fear of social ridicule or contempt, but such fears are successfully counteracted by a sense of mischief, a desire to excel, a sense of justice, and a fierce sense of principle. They have the strength of character to resist such fears and not give in to them. A genius can see what other people do not. They think what other people refuse even to consider. And this is what makes them so incredibly valuable to our entire species. It isn't magic, though. It's freedom. They gain that freedom through determination and practice. They must be determined to question what they are told or what they are expected to believe, and they must be practiced in doing so. Through determination and practice, they become skilled at opening their eyes to see things and opening their minds to think things. They have developed the capacity to free their minds from the prejudices of the society they live in, and thus free themselves to think intelligently. Intelligent thinking and freedom, together, they can help to build a better world and a brighter future. As individuals, as a society, and as a species, we have enormous potential, which far too often goes to waste, because we fail to challenge our prejudices, fail to overcome our fears, and hence fail to develop our capacity for intelligent thinking. We really ought to stop wasting this potential. But to do so, we must ditch conformism and learn to nurture and value the critical free-thinking capabilities that are the hallmark of genius. You cannot be intelligent if you only allow yourself to think what it is acceptable to think, and believe what it is acceptable to believe, and if you question only what it is acceptable to question. To be conformist is to be dead. Being alive suggests an ability not to conform, an ability to decide, an ability to create, the capacity to think different, to be different. This is not a game. It can certainly be fun questioning things. It can certainly be fun to dare to think what other people refuse to consider. But there is a huge amount at stake here. Thoughtlessness and prejudice lead to stupidity. Stupidity is at the root of so much that is wrong in the world. Stupidity acts as a cover for selfishness, greed, and hatefulness. Our freedoms and the future of mankind and of this planet we live on depend on individuals working hard to develop the skills of independent, intelligent thinking. Being intelligent is about attitude and character. It is about having a questioning mindset, devoid of any compulsion to conform to what is expected of you. It is utterly and fundamentally about freedom, freedom of thought, the willingness and determination to free yourself from prejudice and expectation. Intelligent thinking and free thinking are almost one and the same thing. To be intelligent, you must be free to consider all options, free to reach any conclusion. Most people are not intelligent because their minds are not free. They are intellectually imprisoned and constrained to believe what they are expected to believe, to behave according to what is acceptable to others. That is the opposite of intelligence. To be intelligent, you must learn to be free. That's the end of this episode and of this series. I hope you found it interesting. If you did, you might enjoy some of my books. For more details about these, please visit imos.org.uk. That's imos.org.uk. If you have any comments about this series or about any of my work, or if you'd like to contribute to the cause and help promote intelligent thinking, please get in touch via my website. Thank you for listening.